Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration.
Today, we'll just go through today's devotional from My Utmost for His Highest because I don't have everything prepared for what I want to continue from yesterday. But I do plan to hopefully have that prepared for sometime this week. Might be tomorrow, but if not, sometime this week. Repentance, December 7th. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. 2 Corinthians 7:10. My conviction of sin is best portrayed in the words, my sins, my Savior. How sad on thee they fall. Conviction of sin is one of the rarest things that ever strikes a man. It is the threshold of an understanding of God. Jesus Christ said that when the Holy Spirit came, he would convict of sin. And when the Holy Spirit rouses a man's conscience and brings him into the presence of God, it is not his relationship with men that bothers him, but his relationship with God. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil thing, this evil in thy sight. The marvels of conviction of sin, forgiveness, and holiness are so interwoven that it is only the forgiven man who is the holy man. He proves he is forgiven by being the opposite to what he was, by God's grace. Repentance always brings a man to this point. I have sinned. The surest sign that God is at work is when a man says that and means it. Anything less than this is the remorse for having made blunders, the reflex action of disgust at himself. The entrance into the kingdom is through the pinging pains of repentance, crashing into a man's respectable goodness. Then the Holy Ghost, who produces these agonies, begins the formation of the Son of God in the life. The new life will manifest itself in conscious repentance and unconscious holiness, never the other way about. The bedrock of Christianity is repentance. Strictly speaking, a man cannot repent when he chooses. Repentance is a gift of God. If ever you cease to know the virtue of repentance, you are in darkness. Examine yourself and see if you have forgotten how to be sorry. Very important read. Very important read. I think it's important for us to remember and reflect on what repentance for true, genuine, heartfelt repentance is, where it stems from, what makes it so. Let us walk in that. Let us walk in repentance. And strive to only to bring honor and glory to his name, to the name of Jesus. Very important when we look at that verse, 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance and salvation. Or, you know, it's you know, as Oswald said, it is a work of God, not of man. Join us for the Saturday morning Bible study. Next one will be this Saturday morning. And I will be back tomorrow. See you in the morning. Blessings in the name of Jesus Christ.